Wire, wire, yeah, one girl, one girl, one girl, one
Hi, everyone. I'm Lindsay, your host of the Food for the Future podcast. I am very excited to give you some news today that our colleagues from the Indigenous team here at FAO have decided to do a takeover of our podcast for the week of the World Food Forum, featuring Malachi as our fantastic host. He is one of the focal points in the Pacific region for the Global Indigenous Youth Caucus and also part of our youth delegation for the World Food Forum. So we're super happy to have you here, Malachi, and take it away.
G'day, Lindsay. Thank you for having us here. And yes, you are right. It is the takeover of your podcast. Let's get started.
Good morning, everybody. This is Josiane from FAO Indigenous Peoples Unit. I'm here today with Makanalani Gomes and Malachi Johnson. I'm super happy to have you here. And would you like to introduce yourself?
Aloha mai kako o Makanalani Gomes kia. Aloha, I'm Makanalani Gomes. I'm one of three co-chairs of the Global Indigenous Youth Caucus from Hawaii. I grew up on the islands of Oahu and Hawaii Island, and I'm just thrilled to be here with my dear brother.
Do you want to introduce yourself, Malachi?
Galangiri, one young nalan, nayondani Malachi Johnson, gurang gurang gungru gibi. Of the Great Barrier Reef. Good morning, everyone. G'day. My name is Malachi Johnson, and I'm a proud Grand Grand Traditional Custodian from the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. And I am one of three focal points for the Pacific under the great leadership of Sister Makanalani.
Fantastic, guys. It's really great to have you here. I have one first question for you. Why are you here during the week of the World Food Forum? Why is it important?
Yeah, mahalo for the question. We're here to launch a campaign that has really done by the leadership that we are so fortunate enough to continue stewarding. So we really have to thank the previous co-chairs and our advisors, some of our brothers and sisters who are now advisors to us, and here to launch a campaign on Indigenous food systems and our vision of what we see Indigenous futures to look like, and that includes specifically our food systems. Because right now we know that Earth Mother is sick. That's our vision right now. That's the reality. And it's chilling, and it should be, unfortunately. But now we want the world to hear what we have, because we know that our cultures, our knowledge systems have the answers to care, to live in commune with Earth Mother. And so we're really excited to launch this campaign. Like I said, it's maybe over 5 years in the making, and we're just fortunate enough to steward this, like I've said, and work on behalf of our brothers and sisters who have fought so hard and worked in collaboration with FAO.
Do you also want to say a few words?
Yeah, I would love to. Look, I think it's very simple. Like, we have a lot of smart people with all these degrees and all these academic, Western academic certificates and achievements, but yet it's such a simple solution. You took the one thing that creates balance in the system, and that is Indigenous peoples, and you've taken it out through segregation, through colonization. All right, but yet you're too prideful to bring it back. Actions speak louder than words. For 5 years or longer, we've heard them say, we need to bring Indigenous knowledge back, traditional science, traditional knowledge. But there's been no real action until now. And we're seeing that through the Global Indigenous Youth Caucus. We're seeing that through the leadership of FAO. And I think, it's a simple process. You got to put the balance, which is the Indigenous people, back into the system. We create the balance because our way is the right way. And we understand true sustainability and custodianship of land and sea and their country. So I think from here on out, there's going to be a massive change. And with what we're doing here with this campaign, it's just elevating the voices of Indigenous people. We're giving them a platform to be able to speak freely and honestly about issues and concerns that are happening in their communities, but then bring them together as a collective to provide a solution for that.
fantastic. I really, really hope it will work out, and that you know, I see you. I didn't know you up until today, but meeting you and hearing your voices, for me, it's really inspirational. And I'm not saying this because I have to say it, but really, you guys give me goosebumps all the time whenever you speak. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for, you know, working for us as well, for non-Indigenous people, because your knowledge and, you know, your knowledge basically and your food systems are helping us as well. And this is what it's not very understood, let's say, outside. And tell me more about your campaign then. Since you came here for this campaign, I want to know more about it. Who wants to go first?
You know, the campaign is really, again, going back to how I said, it's our vision. It's to pivot and to talk about youth's vision and our rightful seat at the table. And so there's four, you know, I don't want to give away too much, you know, come and watch our session. There's four main points, and that they align with FAO's mission. And but it's our vision. It's our vision because we know that Earth Mother is sick, and that Indigenous knowledge is the cure, and we as the youth are her medicine. And so we ask that people unite with us. And like you said, you know, it's not non-Indigenous versus Indigenous. It's not the verse, it's the and. And that's what unite means. We're not asking people to do anything crazy, but it's yield your power so we can all give power back to who it truly belongs to. And that's Earth Mother and the ancestral elements. Because you know what? Even despite everything we've done to her and our ancestors, look at, they still provide us. We have air. We have the trees. We have the beautiful sunsets. You know, we have the mountains and the water. Being a water protector, I mean, that's what we've been walking around searching for, water. You know, being so thirsty and coming from the islands, it's a little dry out here for us. And I think it's a metaphor for us that we are always looking for our ancestors, and they're always around us no matter where we are in the world, because that's the global community. And we all have a rightful responsibility. But we're asking folks to engage with us meaningfully, respectfully. Just because we are young doesn't mean that we haven't had the mentor of our elders. Our elders, you know, and our parents, they really bore the brunt of, like brother said, colonization. And I see that with my own parents, and not having any grandparents here with me, but I know what they lived through them sharing the stories. And we're the stewards, and so there's the shape, again, I don't want to give too much away, but it's a hand over hand, and in the middle is our different food systems, and our different ancestral food systems. And really, it's this succession of knowledge and this succession of stewardship, and it's love, because we love them so much, because they endured so much so we could be here today. And it's an exact example of what Earth Mother is doing now. She is crying, she is on fire, she is upset, rightfully so, and she's mourning her own loss. But yet she's still giving us life and each other, because we have each other to find the joy despite so much loss. And so we as the youth come with incredible mentorship from our elders, and they've given us so much, and we're here just to be that vessel of the ancestral elements and our physical elders who we still are privileged enough to have with us here. I mean, you know, not here physically in Rome, but in our lives, and of course for our babies. And although I don't have children myself, I want to know that I have the ability to birth and bring the do what Earth Mother can do, and bring them Earthside into a world that we received in better shape and continuing that betterment. My Grammy, my namesake, Julia Kaniakama Vredenburg Gomes, she said, always leave a place better than you found it. And I bring her. That's my matriarch, my Kanaka Maoli, my Hawaiian grandmother. And that's what she wants me to say that. And we can all do that. That's not an indigenous. I mean, it is, because we're the best at doing it, because we're the first generation. We're the indigenous people. And I know I'm going a little long, but this is what she wants me to share.
I could listen to you really like, for hours. And again, I have goosebumps. And yeah, you were going to make me cry. And I see that. Thank you so much for your words, for your actions, for your thoughts, for what you're also teaching me a lot. I'm very new in FAO. If you want to listen to the second part of this episode, tune in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on Spotify. And to learn more about the World Food Forum, go to world-food-forum.org.